USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Pacific Northwest is sweltering in record-setting heat. Portland, Oregon, setting an all-time record high of 108 degrees on Saturday, shattering the previous record of 102 for that day. The entire states of Washington and Oregon and parts of Idaho and California are under excessive heat warnings Sunday and into early next week. Former President Trump is calling the results of last year's presidential election a lie. The president holding a rally in Ohio saying,
"Big tech and in the fake news media viciously did everything possible to deny our victory and to delay the count."
Trump speaking on a multitude of topics, but the goal was to urge support on behalf of his former White House advisor, Max Miller, who is challenging Anthony Gonzalez in the 2022 Republican primary. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy, but Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American-made. CBD is mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
The 12-story condo that collapsed in Florida this week reportedly had structural damage. Miami-Dade officials saying they found another body in the rubble on Saturday, bringing the total number of people that died in the collapse to 5. An engineer's report from 2018 had identified a number of structural issues with the building and said they needed to be addressed in a timely manner. Surfside, Florida Mayor Charles Burkett saying the adjacent condos have been evacuated out of an abundance of caution, but there has been no structural damage found.
They didn't find anything that was out of order. Now, so that's reassuring, but that is not a deep dive into the building itself. And there are people that have concerns about staying in the building given what's happened. I can't say that I'd be excited about staying in that building either.
The green flag drops on the Pocono Mountains 350 today at 3:19 Eastern Time. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
In a new poll released, 80% of voters see illegal immigration as a very serious issue. This comes as former President Trump spoke for the first time in quite a while in Wellington, Ohio. The former president talking about Vice President Kamala Harris's trip to the border, saying he is the only reason she went.
Kamala Harris, your vice president, only went to the border yesterday for the one simple reason, because I announced that I was going next week, and I am, at the request of Texas Governor Abbott and the Border Patrol. I'm going to the border next week. Oh, if I didn't do that, I don't know if she was ever going to go. I really don't know if that, was she ever going to go?
As far as why Harris didn't go to the Rio Grande Valley, Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz telling Fox News he believes
the reason she didn't go to the Rio Grande Valley is that's where the Biden cages are. That's where you see cage after cage after cage of little boys and little girls on the floor, no beds, no mats, no cots, side by side, one after the other, wrapped in reflective emergency blankets. That's where you see facilities with a rate of COVID positivity of 10%. And what Kamala and Joe Biden desperately wanted to avoid is the TV cameras filming those kids in the Biden cages.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.